USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The man who clubbed U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband in the head with a hammer, shouting, "Where is Nancy?" after forcing his way into the couple's San Francisco home, faced charges of attempted murder and other felonies a day later. Police have not offered a motive for Friday's assault on Paul Pelosi, 82, who, according to his wife's office, underwent surgery for a skull fracture and injuries to his hands and right arm. The arrests in Iran match an official narrative that Iran's archenemy, the United States, Israel, and other Western powers, and their local agents are behind the unrest and are determined to destabilize the country. At least 40 journalists have been detained in the past 6 weeks, according to rights groups, and the number is growing. Saudi Arabian stocks extended losses on Sunday, weakened by disappointing corporate earnings, volatile energy markets, and the expectation of the U.S. Federal Reserve hiking interest rates next week. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.